Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. In a political tsunami that deepens BJP's rise as the primary pole of Indian politics, Narendra Modi's saffron surge swept to power today in West Bengal, ousting Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress. Along with BJP's third consecutive sweep in Assam, there is now a contiguous saffron corridor stretching from Gujarat on the western border to Arunachal Pradesh in the east, with over 75% of India under direct or indirect BJP rule at the state level. Check out Ishan Gera's two pieces on BJP's rising voter footprint that drove its electoral juggernaut and the drivers of its Bengal triumph, particularly with new voters. Also, read Manas Chakravarti's take on how the decisive test for West Bengal would be whether the victory can translate into production and investment revival. The other big political earthquake of the day ousted MK Stalin's DMK from power in Chennai, with actor-turned-politician Vijay's stunning debut changing politics as we know it in Tamil Nadu. Ishan Gera writes on how the actor-turned-politician has pulled off a result reminiscent of M.G. Ramachandran's landmark 1977 victory in Tamil Nadu, with women voters, cinema influence and anti-incumbency as key drivers. Banuchandar Nagarajan lists out 16 reasons why Vijay's TVK party caught both traditional Dravidian parties by surprise. Markets responded positively to BJP's victory. Jay Jagannath writes that shares of companies based in West Bengal, such as Senco Gold, CESC, and Emami, rallied sharply on expectations of policy momentum under a new BJP government. The Sun TV stock plunged at the news of DMK's loss at the polls. Promoter Kalanithi Maran is the grandnephew of the late DMK patriarch, M. Karunanidhi. Paras Bisht writes on what the BJP's victory in Bengal in particular would bode well for stocks, as the new government will look to unlock the state's economic potential. Overall, the benchmark Sensex rose by 0.46%. The Tata Education and Development Trust has circulated a proposal seeking approval from all trustees to reappoint Venu Srinivasan and Vijay Singh, even as it remains unclear whether there is consensus within the group, Deborah Shichaki reports. The move comes amid differences within the Tata Trusts over trustee appointments, board representation at Tata Sons, and whether the holding company should go public. The global energy shock is likely to filter through more directly. State-run fuel retailers may raise petrol and diesel prices in the coming days to offset losses from selling fuels below cost, signaling a possible end to the prolonged price freeze despite Brent crude nearly doubling since the start of the war in West Asia, Priyansh Verma, Meghna Mittal, and Arunima Bharadwaj report. The US emerged as the largest supplier of LPG to India, overtaking traditional Gulf suppliers in April, reports Arunima Bharadwaj. Turning to the consumer tech space, Apple has stepped up its crackdown on grey market iPhone exports from India. It has terminated agreements with multiple distributors for malpractices, tightened rules, and enforced strict in-store activation protocols to curb diversion to overseas markets such as Russia and Africa, reports Danish Khan. Indian manufacturers are spotting new opportunities amid the AI boom. The building of data centers across the US and Europe is likely to bode well for Indian fiber optic cable makers such as HFCL and Sterlite Tech, reports Danish Khan. Executives at these firms said the data center industry is set for a major upcycle that could last at least 5 years, creating export opportunities for Indian companies. In a key move, Citi has hired Raj Rathi as its head of mergers and acquisitions in India, Ashwin Mohan reports. Rathi was the head of strategy and corporate development at Dream 11 parent Dream Sports. And finally, a clutch of consumer startups, from cookware to sneakers, are in talks to raise more than $80 million, signaling sustained investor appetite for brands targeting affluent consumers, Tushar Goenka reports. The deal activity, spanning Bergner India, Daily Objects, Comet, Kiza and Theatre XYZ, also reflects the new consumption trend, with capital flowing to premium brands even as demand at the mass end remains uneven. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.